Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from OwnAntelope3340 and says, am I the arsehole for telling my wife we can adopt her nephews, but not her niece? My wife's sister was recently found guilty of dealing to support her habit. She will be sentenced this week and is looking towards a long term because this is not her first time caught dealing. She has three children, two boys, 4 and 5, and a girl, 14. No one on her family side wants to or are in a position to take the children except for me and my wife. However, I'm demanding two conditions. If we're going to take the children in, I want us to adopt them. I don't want 50 people looking over our shoulders trying to tell us what to do. If we're going to be legally responsible for them, I want to be able to parent them as we see fit. The second condition is that I'm willing to take the two boys, but not the girl. The two boys have not had any rules in their lives and are terrors, but they're still young and can be taught right from wrong. The girl has gone past the point of no return. She's been suspended from school several times for things like fighting and smoking illegal substances on school grounds. She once dated a 22-year-old with her mum's approval, and they lived in the same apartment. That didn't last long, and now she's dating an 18-year-old who is a gang member. He was arrested when he was 14 on a home invasion charge, but was released because it was his first time arrested at his age. This is a mess, and we've been arguing about it for an entire week. I don't want to risk our financial and personal security, but my wife argued that we can't just throw her away. At this point, we're not even sleeping in the same bed, but I'm not willing to open our house to the girl and her lifestyle. So, Opie added their first update, but it was just extra info. They said, I left out a lot of info because I was still in shock and still am. We're both in our late 20s, have been married for a little over 2 years and have no kids. And I just graduated with my advanced degree last year. Last month, we were talking about maybe having kids when we're in our mid-30s and about where we want to go on our Christmas vacation. Last week, my wife came home, sat me down, and told me we're taking in 3 kids. I know nothing about adoption laws, CPS, or anything related to raising children, much less troubled children. I knew what was going on with her sister and was told my wife's parents were going to take the kids in. Apparently, they decided they are too old to take care of 3 kids. Of everyone in her family, we are the most financially secure and have a house, so when everyone backed out, she volunteered without asking me. That was the crux of our argument until I realized that it's happening with or without my agreement. That's when I told her we can take the boys but not the girl, which started another round of arguments. I've never raised any kids, so I know I can't deal with the baggage that the girl will bring into our lives. I can't begin to tell you all how shocking the whole thing is. Sometimes I feel like I'm outside watching my life spin out of control. I want to thank you all for your insights, and especially but, which is another user, and the people working in CPS and or the legal system. Your advice is extremely helpful. And we're going to cover but's comment first, which says, as a social worker for CPS, cautious, no one's an arsehole here. But you need to tread carefully because your demands may not line up with reality. 4 and 5-year-olds raised in a chaotic and traumatizing environment will absolutely have some behavioral problems, which you are relating to running wild. That may not be as easy to fix. They will need extensive therapy. Whether you adopt them or not will be up to you. You can ask it, but you won't be able to demand it, nor expect it. It will be the choice of a judge, based on how much or little the parents comply with CPS requirements, how long the prison term is, etc. I would expect that you'll be fostering the kids for a minimum of 12 months before you're allowed to start the adoption procedures, depending on where you live. And yes, the courts and social workers will be up your ass during that time. And 6 months after the adoption takes place, you need to think about that as a reality before committing to these kids. Signing adoption papers as soon as they come to your home will not be an option unless both parents agree, clear it with a judge, lawyers, psych evals, etc. It just won't happen that way. Where I disagree with most Redditors though is about taking in the 14-year-old being inappropriate. If you do not feel you can care for her, you shouldn't. But that shouldn't stop you from being a resource for the two kids that you are capable of protecting. I've been a long-term foster parent for children of friends and family, and I've done short-term foster care for the kids in my office, anywhere from newborn to 17. A 14-year-old with gang affiliation, substance use, major trauma and behavioral concerns is not something most people with good intentions are equipped for. You can't just love and therapy all those issues away. This kid sounds like she needs a higher level of care than you're equipped for. She needs an experienced parent with trauma-informed skills and a ton of one-on-one attention. You aren't an asshole for having this boundary and understanding your limitations, and any social worker would tell you that. But do be prepared that taking the boys will not be as easy as you imagine, and you will not be able to demand adoption. If you take them, it will be a trial run, heavily supervised, and maybe adoption happens later. Reconsider your plans based on that knowledge and decide if you are still willing, and call your social worker. You may not be interested at all once you see what the plan will look like. And one of the things that I really enjoy in, you know, in such a tragic and sad situation is when people come in with knowledgeable comments like that. I know I myself, I get like emotional and wrapped up in what lives these children will have if they've got no support, you know, especially the girl. I mean, what life is she going to have for her future? But at the same time, that comment just really puts it out there. Like, if you're not equipped to deal with it, could potentially just be doing more damage than good. Your life as well. Incredibly sad, but it's the reality. But Opie does come in with her update and says, it's been a while and I decided to update since I saw some people are still reading my post and asking about my situation. I ended up leaving the house and talking to an attorney. Originally, I just wanted to insulate myself and my assets from any damages that might be caused. However, after talking to her about our state laws and talking to my family, I moved out and filed for divorce. I still love my ex and knew she would be financially strapped taking care of three kids, so I signed the house over to her, so at least she'll always have a roof over her head. I don't know the exact details, but the following is what I heard through friends. 1. My ex got temporary guardianship of the kids. 2. She moved the kids in and registered them at the local schools. The niece was suspended several times. 3. My ex and her niece got into some heated arguments about her skipping school and letting boys into the house while the ex was at work. 4. The niece and her friends cleaned the house of all valuables one day while my ex was at work and they left. No one knows where she's at. 5. Her family thinks I'm the devil and things would have gone much smoother if I stayed and helped her. Apparently her father and male cousins will rip my head off if we ever run into each other. Opie then responds to another user and says, that's one of the main reasons why I ultimately left. With three kids in the house, I figured my chance of having our children went down to zero. I know it'll sound selfish, but I want my own children. What the father wants to, and the cousins want to rip Opie apart, yet they've contributed nothing to those children's lives whatsoever, just caused damage. Wow. And as sad as the whole situation is, I think I understand where Opie is coming from in this. You know, it absolutely breaks my heart for those children, the daughter included. And that's not agreeing with like any of the shit that she might be doing right now, but she's clearly in need of some help. You know, all the children will be, I imagine, like some of the commenters said. And I hope one day that they really do get that help that they need. Otherwise, what chance do they have? And that absolutely breaks my heart for them. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. Now, this story comes from Jazz-like nose 4307 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit that says, would I be the arsehole here for leaving the relationship without fighting for it after girlfriend suggested an open relationship? Going to keep it really short without details. I, 27 male, have been together with my girlfriend, 27 female, for 3 years. Stable relationship and no red flags from my point of view. Last Saturday, she asked for an open relationship. Her reasoning was we did not get to enjoy ourselves in the past, and it could help us strengthen the intimacy and love. I rejected it, and she seemed unhappy after that. I'm not going to lie, an open relationship suggestion out of nowhere is a huge red flag for me. It means probably there is someone else she has in mind already. I have been cheated on in the past and made it very clear that I want a monogamous relationship before being exclusive. Her suggestion made me mental for a few days. I want to break up with her. I do love her, but she opened Pandora's box, and I'm not sure if I can trust her in that relationship. It will not be healthy for both sides. Would I be the asshole here if I leave the relationship without trying to salvage it? I tried saving my old relationship when there were trust issues and it did not work. I just do not want to harm my psychology struggling. At the same time, I doubt myself because I love her and it's a 3-year-old relationship.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And in the comments, we'll start with Electronic Fox, who says, salvage what exactly? You wanted monogamy, express your wishes, and she countered it with an open relationship. Dude, there's nothing to salvage. You would not be the arsehole for walking away. This Is Not Me says, you would not be the arsehole. Open relationship suggestions like that out of the blue are usually, as you said, because they found someone they want to sleep with, or because they've already cheated and they're trying to find a way to make it okay. She's talking straight bullshit about strengthening intimacy and love. Open relationships are a huge strain on both of those things. Regardless, time to move on. Don't fight for it. Just move on to someone you can trust. Next commenter says, not the arsehole, in quotes. I'm not going to lie, an open relationship out of nowhere is a huge red flag for me and means probably there is someone else she has in mind already. And says, yep, granted. Reddit is just about my only lens into this issue, but this has never been a success story when the suggestion comes out of the blue in a previously monogamous relationship. What I get a kick out of are Reddit threads where one partner reluctantly agrees to the other partner's suggestion for an open relationship, but the former winds up having a lot more fun than the latter. And the instigating partner gets bent out of shape and says, let's close the relationship again. And a final comment from Basil, who says, not the arsehole. Bro, this internet stranger is so flipping proud of you for being strong enough to see this for the psychological nuclear bomb that it totally would become. It sounds like you really learned and grew quite a bit from your previous relationship. Now get the fuck out and stay strong. It sounds like you really do care about her, so get ready for when she is crying her eyes out, talking about how sorry she is for making the mistake she made asking for this. So, Opie did update the post and says, I made a post 2 days ago about my relationship situation on this subreddit. I want to thank everyone. I took my time reading most of these comments and there were some really useful advices. I talked to her yesterday and broke up with her. I told her I thought about her proposal and wanted to ask her a question. I basically asked why she proposed going open relationship out of nowhere. She said she heard it from her friends and would like to try to strengthen our relationship. I asked her if she had someone in mind already. She said no. I thanked her for her answers, but stated I want a strictly monogamous relationship. Also, I told her how my trust for the relationship was shaken after her proposal, and I want to break up with her. Wished her the best and prepared to leave the table. She got angry, a bit too angry at me. She called me insecure and called me every name possible in the book. I left the table quickly after hearing these and went back home. She started calling me, texting me in an angry tone, and I just had to block her. We both live with our family, so breakup was quickly done. No need to take my belongings from the shared home or anything. There is no problem until here. Today, a friend told me she saw her with a male co-worker the same night and asked me if I knew it. I told her we broke up yesterday. So yes, she definitely had someone in mind. It does not hurt as much as I thought it would. Maybe it's because I was ready for such a thing. Maybe my mentality changed after the last time I got cheated on. My mindset is all about moving on and not worrying about things I cannot control anymore. She's been cheating during the relationship or not, I do not care to know. All I can do is move on and live my best life. I have a trip to South Korea this month and I want to enjoy it. Thanks for all the advice, Reddit. Take care. I'm not sure what her logic was in strengthening the relationship. And the way that she flips out on Opie at the end just confirmed it all, really, didn't it? We see that time and time again in these kind of stories, that once they make a stand against their partner, that they start getting aggressive. Opie did absolutely the right thing in this situation. And I hope that they do enjoy their trip to South Korea and continue to live their best life. They sound like they got a pretty strong mindset from this. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story with an update from Puzzleheaded Idea 236, and says, am I the asshole for telling my husband I hate his most beloved hobby? I am sick of hearing about the NFL draft. For years, my husband was a casual fan, and I've been a pretty good sport about football season dominating our Sundays. However, this has changed drastically since COVID. 3 years ago, he started watching this Brett Coleman guy, and he's become obsessed with the draft. He hadn't talked this much about college football since he graduated years ago. He has this giant dry erase board in our bedroom that he calls his big board. It's ridiculous. At first, I was supportive and let him rant and explain what the draft was all about, but I'm so sick of hearing about it. He raves about PFF, which a quick Google says Pro Football Focus, like they're the great gospel. But good grief, he's always in his man cave evaluating players like he's an owner of a team. It feels like fantasy football year round, and it has absolutely wrecked our relationship as he spends hours watching football plays and people talk about football plays. He can't even stop talking about it when we're in a public restaurant. He's constantly quizzing waiters and waitresses about their football knowledge, and it's embarrassing. Heaven forbid he sees someone at our local park with a football shirt or hat. He becomes insufferable. We went to my niece's spring soccer game, and he went off with the other dads to talk about football. My goodness. So as always, there's some comments and replies. Gotta know your CKN says not the arsehole. It's okay to have something you're passionate about, but if it's obsessive to a point where there is nothing else you can talk about, that's a problem. It sounds like he's obsessing over football and impacting nearly all his relationships. God, even waitstaff aren't exempt. Does he just randomly start talking about it? Why does he feel the need to quiz people? Opie says thank you. Something you said has sat with me today. In fact, after reflecting, I suppose really the only relationship that has suffered due to this whole thing is me. My father loves it, my brother loves talking to him. He's a sweet man, which is why I married him in the first place. I guess maybe I might be overreacting due to the fact that it's draft season. The draft is Thursday and I'm going to try and watch it with him. And apparently this Brett Coleman turns up in the comments as well, and he's got his, like, his own podcast about it and says, hi, I'm actually Brett Coleman. This is my real Reddit account. Please tell your husband that I say hi, and I'm also sorry for ruining your marriage. But seriously though, please tell him I said hi and that I appreciate him. Opie says, hello Brett, if this is really you, it's a pleasure to meet you. The community has been very kind to my husband, and I'm grateful for you giving my husband this joy. He doesn't have Reddit, but he was ecstatic to hear that you reached out. I'm going to need to make a few of your world famous beverages this Thursday to Saturday, but no divorce is on the table right now. Brett replies, saying, "You guys sound like a lovely couple. Let him know if he's ever near LA to hit me up and we go grab a beer and talk football to give you the night off. Or if he's near KC this week, I'll be there for the draft." Opie says, "Well, thank you, that's a very kind gesture. We're going to watch the first round together, so we'll see how that goes." And I think I agree with the first comment, you know, it's absolutely fine to have something that you're passionate about, a hobby or whatever. We've all got those sort of things, right? I'm certainly one of these people. I have many different hobbies and things that I get into and I'm really passionate about, and like talking randomly at people about them. But at the same time, I wouldn't talk at random people about it who's not interested and quiz them about it either. You know, it's a sort of read the room situation. And if it got to the point and was damaging your relationship, then yeah, I get it. That could be a concern, right? Although Opie in the comments seem to say themselves that maybe they're overreacting to this situation. But let's find out. Opie did update the post and they said, "My husband and I have had some good conversations. He is willing to compromise with me. I do think I may have overreacted slightly. I'm going to get him some recording equipment for his birthday so he can start a YouTube channel, which we both agree would be a good outlet. Thank you to everyone for your comments. We will see how this goes after the draft is over Saturday." And I found that to be a sweet little update that, you know, Opie is trying to get involved with her husband and, you know, take interest in what they're doing, but also giving them an outlet, because, you know, it can be overwhelming if you're not that interested in it at the same time. So giving them an outlet like YouTube, which has been amazing for myself as well. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned so much about mental health and relationships. Not all good, by the way. It's through reading these stories that I've realized how weird some of the relationships that I had when I was younger in the area that I used to live. I learned all about that and shared them with you. I've talked about my grief. I've talked about my depression. It's been such an amazing outlet, and there's so many supportive people out there as well. Not all the time, of course. You get some people that's not so supportive, but the majority of people within our community has been absolutely so loving. So I can totally get where Opie is coming from and this recording stuff and, you know, an outlet for him. I think it would be pretty amazing. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.